Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for seeing get underway. The gig economy continues to grow and expand as a dominant sector of home business.
Millions of home-based entrepreneurs work in the gig economy of freelancers and independent contractors.
But the gig economy is also changing under the influence of powerful trends that will impact gig workers in 2019.
These trends will open up new opportunities in 2019, but will also make it more difficult for many gig workers who don't understand what's coming.
Helping us to straighten up our gig line today is Marcus Jacobars, CEO, international speaker, and teacher, and author of Eat This, Mr. President.
So greetings, Marcus Jacobars. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be at your show.
Thank you for coming on our show.
So what part of Florida are you connecting in from today?
So right now I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm actually a Normate and I travel a lot, but we are down here shooting the new training program. So I'm glad to be in a warmer environment for sure.
Okay. Beautiful. Fond memories of spring break, Fort Lauderdale. So a book, Eat This, Mr. President?
Did you like the title?
That's interesting.
But I forgot to mention the second part. It's Eat This, Mr. President, How a Brazilian Immigrant Went from a Truck Driver to a Millionaire in 4 Years.
I love it.
Let's get ourselves oriented into the gig world. Marcos, briefly review the gig economy, what it is, and who works in the gig economy.
Well, I like to say I'm going to summarize that the gig economy is the future, also known by the share economy, right? And we see a trend now growing where people are transitioning from the regular 9-to-5 job, and they realize that they can have more control over their schedule and also how much money they make by entering these new platforms and taking advantage of the new trends and the new business models that offer everybody opportunity to make extra bucks.
So it's not like everybody who's an independent contractor is not necessarily a gig worker. There are certain types of jobs and flexibility that more of a freelancer type that defines people working as in the gig economy.
Yeah, you're totally correct. And especially the millennials. The millennials, they like to experiencing things more. They're more into the variety type. They don't like they're not very attached to certainty. So which means I'm gonna do 40 hours a week. I'm gonna trade my time, and I'm going to get, extra amount of dollars, on Friday. And they like to be free. And that's why we see this trend growing. And even more with technology, with new platforms, smartphones, we see a lot of companies taking advantage of that and creating an environment where people can thrive and actually take control of their lives and actually how much money they make.
You know, I think you just said the key word is certainty between like being an independent contractor, being a gig worker. I think the gig worker is more like there's less certainty with it, which is a fit that millennials like, and that, you have more flexibility when there's less certainty. I don't know. I like that word.
Well, it does make sense, but here's the big factor, right? And if you are part of the gig world and you notice and you realize there's a great opportunity there. And I know you mentioned a couple of times being yourself and consider yourself as a contractor or perhaps you're doing a part-time job. So gig economy is actually what used to be the part-time job back in the days when I migrated to the United States in 1998 with $100 in my pocket, right? So now you can do your part-time work being connected with some of those platforms. But I like to point it out that this actually represents a tremendous and humongous and a very important opportunity where if you change or you look and change your perspective a little bit, instead of considering yourself as a contractor or maybe something that you can work part-time, this can become a very lucrative business.
Yeah, let's dig into that a little bit more at the trends coming. So, you know, that are going to hit gig working. You know, you warned that powerful trends are coming in 2019. They're going to hit gig workers with a bow wave. Talk with us a little bit about these gig trends coming.
Okay, so let's say, for example, and that's what most people felt when they transitioned from a regular 9-to-5 job into the gig world. If you analyze carefully, you see that most platforms, let's say Airbnb, let's say Uber, let's say Turo, or perhaps one of those platforms that you can offer a service to walk dogs or border dogs, right? All those platforms, what they have in common is they provide a solution in most all the items and stuff that you need to thrive your business. They provide you a back office. They provide you ways to communicate with your customer. They provide way for you to track your business. And also, they provide you marketing. You have a website. You have all these amazing platforms where if you change your perspective, and I'm going to point that out one more time, and you look at this as a way for you to build a lucrative business, it's going to be much more advantage to you than if you look just as a side gig or a way to make
extra. Let me kind of summarize that trend if I've got this right. So the platforms are changing rapidly that are supporting gig workers. And if you plug into these platforms the right way effectively, this can help you transition gig working into an actual, you know, not just a gig. It's like it's your profession. You can become a professional gig worker if you do this right, linking to these platforms.
Well, you were correct, but that should be your first step. And that actually is not going to solve much of your problem, because remember, the problem with you have a 9-to-5 job is that you were actually trading time for money. Mm-hmm. Make sense? And time is something very limited. If you enter the gig economy with the same perspective and the same attitude of trading time for money, your gains will be very limited. What people fail to understand is that now the gig economies with the new platforms, they actually provide you an environment where you can thrive your business, and now you can leverage your time. And once you leverage your time, you can actually create multiple sources of incomes, not only in one platform, but across many platforms.
So it's linking into these platforms, but then understanding how they can leverage your time, time being the big limiter across. Well, that's some fascinating. We'll dig into this a little bit more. But before we go on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Drone Command. Learn how to build a $100,000 drone business today. Start up a home-based business in the exploding drone industry. Attend a live event in your area. Receive comprehensive training and an effective business model. More info, visit www.dronecommandlive.com/HBM or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Now, we often refer to gig working as side hustles. Marcos, talk a little bit about side hustles and how they will become more difficult for those who don't understand the trends that are coming.
Okay, so to me, the biggest challenge is, again, people are coming to the gig world with the idea of leveraging time, right? So they when they make the transition, they actually bring with them the employment mentality. So I'm going to work this extra hours, I'm going to make this extra money, right? And as more and more people enter the gig platform, there's more workforce available, therefore it's going to be greater competition. And that's the challenge. If you come to the gig economy thinking as a business opportunity and a platform that you can build and grow and thrive instead of just trading time for money, that's your key for success.
I can see, like, sometimes if you just kind of look at it as time and you're up against time, gig worker versus gig worker, it could kind of become a race to the bottom if you don't figure out how to leverage to get a competitive advantage through this leveraging with platforms you mentioned.
That's correct. So I give an example. For instance, you can come to the gig world and drive an Uber. And after you drive Uber and you work X amount of hours, you're going to figure out that you're probably making 15, 20 bucks an hour after you deduct all your expenses and all that stuff, right? Or what you can do is you can actually lease a Toyota Corolla for $199 a month and turn around and rent that car for $30 to $40 a day. And the question is, how many cars can you rent on a daily basis versus how many hours can you drive a Uber, right? So you can easily rent 10, 20, 30 cars a day, but you can't drive 10, 20, 30, 40 cars at the same time to make money through Uber. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, so that's where you're gaining, that's where you're getting the leverage then, is by being able to replicate something.
Exactly. So number one, you should never bring your employment mentality to the gig world, or you're going to, or you're going to meet the same challenge that you have as your current job, right? The second one is always pick a trend or always pick a platform that you can leverage, that gives you the ability to leverage your time and your effort. And that way you're going to have the opportunity to create multiple sources of income.
So maybe a good way to get started is you look at what you're good at and initially trade, looking at it as you're trading time, but always as you move into it, always look for ways and systems that you can replicate to get that leverage.
Systems is the key. And you just nailed it. You nailed it. So you got to come with the mentality, with the business mentality, understand that those platforms provide you with everything that you need, like 85% what's needed to create a small business. Those platforms provide you. And I think it's a pretty good deal because they charge a really small percentage. Like for instance, Airbnb, you can make money, Airbnb, your own room, or you can be like me where I have 60 Airbnbs running 24/7. And the good thing is I don't own any one of those properties, and I can leverage myself and time for that. And guess what? Airbnb only charged me 3% per transaction to provide me the platform.
We'll dig a little bit more into these systems you're talking about. I want to get, you know, a little bit about the problems. And I think I want to hit this point for our listeners. And you know, a really good point that most gig workers are making less than $500 a month. So, you know, hit these points again. What are these giggers doing wrong? Is there anything else beyond understanding the value of leverage and getting away from this time mentality? Is there anything else that you see that's holding giggers back and a reason for this small average income they're making?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the gig platform, and please don't feel offended if you see yourself in that position. I think the biggest problem and the biggest challenge is how you look the opportunity. It's your perspective. It's you bringing your employment mentality into these platforms and actually focusing in trading time for money. A 2-millimeter change on your perspective and the way you see these opportunities and the way you understand how the platforms work, what they provide you, can create a major, major, major impact. And I know people, and I come across with a lot of different folks, that on a daily basis, they become financially independent by utilizing the gig economy, and actually they create 3 or 4 or 5 different multiple streams of income.
Examples of gig working are plentiful, but Marcos, discuss what will be the best and worst gig side hustles.
The best and worst gig side hustles. Excellent question. So first of all, any side hustle or gig platform that doesn't allow you to leverage systems so you can 10x your gains, it's a losing proposition. So make sure once you enter the gig world and you choose the platform, make sure that platform allows you to leverage your time. For instance, again, you can, let's say Etsy, for example, you can do amazing things on Etsy, create these amazing items, but once you come into account, you're going to see that $20 sweater that you did, you only made $5 an hour because it took a long time to do it. So the idea is, how can you utilize this and leverage and make more money? You can actually make money walking dogs, 15, 20 bucks an hour. So how many dogs can you walk at the same time, and how many miles can you walk a day? Instead of doing that, you can actually open up your house and border dogs and offer daycares for dogs where you can make 4 or 5 times the amount. And actually, how many dogs can you take care of it?
So the way you're talking about looking at the different gig side hustles out there is is you look at it from the standpoint of how well you can leverage it and use systems to, you know, make it more profitable for you. So there's really no good or bad gig hustles out there on exactly what it is. It's more or less how you can translate it. But, you know, I think if with a little bit of ingenuity, you can take just about any gig job or any gig side hustle and figure out a way to, you know, to leverage it and build it up. It's just, you got to figure out, you know, how to be able to do that for a particular gig.
Well, it makes sense. But again, I don't want to pick Enturo, but let's pick Uber for example. Can you leverage Uber? The amount of money that you make for each one of those runs, can you make enough to actually hire somebody else to leverage yourself?
And that's where it gets tough. Yeah, you're right. So.
And again, if you were doing Uber, guess what? You only have another 3 to 5 years on that platform, because before we know it, it's going to be driverless cars driving people around.
There's a powerful trend coming in 2019. Well, yeah, I want to get back to one of the key things you mentioned earlier, where I think it's really the good nugget to take away from our listeners, and that you would improve the chances for gig success by, you know, looking for ways to put your business on autopilot. You know, how can gig workers get key parts of their business on autopilot?
Well, it's actually understanding the systems. So for instance, let's say you're going to start doing Airbnb. And I know people that live for free, they don't have to pay rent or don't have to pay mortgage just by renting rooms at their home. Once you do that and you actually understand what it takes to launch one, right, then you can duplicate the same systems and actually have partners that can help you out carrying the tasks. So for instance, I run 60 Airbnbs in different cities and actually different countries, right? So what makes me possible to do that is that I come up with a system that I wrote it down after I launched my first Airbnb. And now I have partners on the ground that perhaps take care of the cleaning, that perhaps take care of any possible maintenance that that unit will need. And with the power of internet and the power of a smartphone, I can run a business that gives me $150,000 a month, passive income, 95% hands off, only because I was able to write a system and implement it and duplicate it.
Very interested in knowing your forecasts. Marcos, what are three things every entrepreneur needs to know to be successful in 2019?
Oh, amazing. So the first thing is, let me just say this. When it comes to the gig economy and the share economy, I think millennials are going to have an easier time to thrive on the environment than perhaps baby boomers. Simply because if you think about it, baby boomers, they're more attached to ownership, right? For instance, I have one of my cars. I travel a lot. When I'm not in town, guess what? My car is making me $80, $90 a day on Turo. I talk to a lot of baby boomers, and they're like, what?
My car?
I'm going to let someone drive my car? That's because baby boomers, they have their identity attached to what they own. How am I going to open my house to a stranger? Are you crazy? I'm going to let someone utilize my vacation home in Florida? Millennials, they're more, they lean more towards experience. So they're not very attached, and the ownership is not very strong with their personality. So that's why millennials are gonna thrive. So going back to your questions, the biggest trend is, and I'm gonna say that again, it's very simple. It's understanding that any one of those platforms can provide you all the necessary needs and all the foundation for you to grow a thrive business. And once you learn how to leverage your time in one of those platforms, that will allow you to actually leverage that time in different platforms where you can create multiple sources of income. So I make money renting cars. I make money renting homes. I make money actually, for instance, let's say Fiverr. There's a lot of people, they're very good in advertisement, or they do graphic designs and all that. They utilize that platform to hire other people to give them work. And actually, they constantly marketing and acquiring new customers. So that wasn't the case before.
So, I mean, you've hit some really good points for entrepreneurs. I just want to pull one out, is the concept of finding people, breaking up the work that supports you and finding ways to get people to link into that and provide that support, oftentimes through these different platforms like Fiverr. And that's also a way that, you know, you, a good way you recommend that you can get that leverage and build that profitability as a gig worker.
That's correct. And I'll tell you this, this hasn't been another time throughout the history, especially in the United States, where people had the opportunity and the possibility to actually become financially free and not just making extra money by entering the gig world. If you come and you attack this to the right, with the right angle, with the right perspective, you would never, and I'll say this, you would never miss your 9-to-5 job, and you're going to smack your head and think, what a mistake.
Why didn't I do
this? Why didn't I think this before?
Well, Marcus Jacobo, this has been a great discussion on getting our gig groove on in 2019. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
Yes, and the final point is, think about this. You have the power in your hand to design your new life, what the new life is going to be. And actually, it's much easier to become financially free than you probably think. Most people think when you talk about financially freedom, they think you have to become a millionaire, you have to drive a Ferrari, you have to have 20 Louis Vuitton purses. It's nothing like that. Imagine the amount of money that you're making today. That's your number. And your number determines the house you live in, the clothes you wear, how many trips you take a year. And the gig economy, and that's a lot of strategies out there that give you the possibility to create, and I would say in the next 180 days, the same amount of money that you're making right now. And once you do that, let's say you make $5,000 a month. Once you create $5,000 a month passive income with the gig economy, guess what? You're already financially free. You don't have to go.
Trying to move on to another $5,000.
Yes. And then you continue to leverage the same strategy that created you the first $5,000. And now it's going to be much easier. It takes half of the time to create the extra $5,000. You know why? Because now you have the time, you have more capital, and you already know the way.
Marcos Jacobert, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here. And I want to actually honor you guys for the initiative to actually open up people's mind and to create a platform for us to come here and share our mission.
Hey, it's our gig.
To learn more about Marcos Jacobert, visit www.freedombosstv.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more info, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.